The championship this year will be crazy with so many good teams, so many good drivers. So many big manufacturers involved. At the end, I think it will be the highlight season since the start of Formula E.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
And welcome to Inside E, the latest Porsche Formula E podcast, as we go behind the scenes and speak to some very special individuals. So let's find out who's in the spotlight this time around. Well, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Pascal Zuerlinden, Director, Factory Motorsport. Welcome, Pascal.
Hello, happy to be there.
Firstly, let's talk about your career at Porsche. You've been at Porsche since 2014, and when you look back at the last 5 years or so, no doubt very happy and successful times.
At the end, it was a dream time. At the end, being part of the LMP1 team in end of 2014, 15, 16, and getting the first 919 win with bringing three cars in Le Mans, this was probably one of the highest points of this part of my career at Porsche, being the test engineer and strategy engineer in this program. Moving on then from the successful program to GT Racing and taking over first the RSR program as a director of GT Factory Racing. And the 70 years of anniversary of Porsche was probably a big highlight for me, going to Le Mans with all the board members, Dr. Porsche there, and everyone watching. Wow, 70 years of Porsche and the RSR there, and then winning. And just after that, we clinching the World Championship and also the IMSA Championship. And then was a dream, and now next challenge coming on top, Formula E, and really looking forward to it.
Well, Porsche is such an iconic sports brand, and when you've just listed all that success and those credentials over the last 5 years or so, it must be make you incredibly proud to be part of this journey.
At the end, when you go to the museum, at the end, each time you pass, and when you were a child, you were looking at the cars and thinking, who are the people behind? And now when you go to the museum and you see the cars you have worked on and the project you have worked on and standing there, then you understand how proud you can to be part of the Porsche family and working where you are.
Well, you think of the history, don't you? You think of the heritage, and you mentioned Le Mans. I mean, there is something so magical and special about that. And indeed, such an important anniversary, such as 70 years. You'll never forget those memories, will you?
Definitely not. And I would take a second example was a Rennsport reunion for the 70 years. At the end, I was there as a guest and doing some small interviews, but nothing big. And you had all these guys like Mr. Zinger, Mr. Springer, and all the guys who wrote so much history in the past for Porsche Motorsport. And at the dinner, they came and they say to our group who was there, you are the next ones who will be sitting there and you are writing history. And this is something you are not aware when you are doing this job, but at the end you represent such a heritage, such a brand that we can all be proud to be part of it.
Well, it's such exciting times. Now, since August of this year, you're Director of Factory Motorsport, that's GT and Formula E. But perhaps, Pascal, you can give me a little bit of an insight into the responsibilities and tasks that you have in your current role.
At the end, being director of Factory Race Motorsport, at the end, it's two really huge programs. At the end, if you look at all the programs together, you speak about more than 100 races per year, and there is not even so many weekends, so you can't be everywhere. So at the end, I'm overseeing the programs, looking at that everything is going in the right direction, but for each program, you have head of operation, like Emil Linzer in Formula E, or you have a technical responsible, like Malte Unneke here in Formula E. And we have a really great bunch of guys who are running the programs, and I'm overseeing it, that it goes in the right direction, that we have all the tools we need, all the people we need, all the capacity and all the resources we need to be able to win in all the championships we are going into. This is my role, overseeing all the programs so that we can be successful everywhere we go.
And what comes across to me, Pascal, is the inherent team spirit. You mentioned a couple of key names there, but it is very much a team effort, isn't it?
At the end, everything in motorsport, it's all about teams. It's each individual in the team has its importance. At the end, if the tire pressure is wrong from the tire guys or something from the logistic, a part is missing at a race, we can't run the latest spec, or the hotel is wrongly booked and we can't sleep at night because we are next to an airport and we are eating the plane every night. At the end, every single position in the team is really important, and you can only be successful if you are aware of this, that at the end we are only strong as a team and not individual persons.
And I guess Porsche have always prided itself as a manufacturer about that team spirit. It's one big family.
At the end, we always speak about one family, but it's not only we speak about it. We really live like this. At the end, you can see it with our team clothes. You will never recognize who is from management or who is a mechanic or an engineer. We are all clothes the same, or a race driver. At the end, we are one family, all going to the same hotel. Everyone is treated the same.
Now, you think of the rich pedigree of Porsche in terms of motorsport, and we're now entering an incredibly exciting time, Formula E and Porsche. When the decision was made to enter this highly emotive, exciting series, what were your personal thoughts about it?
And then looking at our heritage, we can just think we go there and we have to win. But we have really to be realistic at the end. If you look at the number of manufacturers who are there and how experienced the teams are, at the end it will not be easy. But we take it as a challenge. At the end, you always need to have the next challenge to go one step further, and that's Formula E for us.
Now, in this journey, I know that you went to New York to just get a feel, to gauge what Formula E is like. So that was your first initial impression of the series. So perhaps you can share with me what your initial thoughts were about Formula E.
Again, to be honest to other people who are listening, before going to New York, I was Formula E electric racing. Boah. I have to have a look. And to be honest, looking at New York, I was really, really impressed. If you look, a race weekend in GT racing, it's 3 days and you have over 3 to 4 hours between sessions. You can think about what you are doing. You don't need really, we are really prepared, but if there is a problem, you can still think about doing a plan, and Formula E is different. You arrive, within 6 hours, your race weekend is gone from free practice one to end of the race. You have maximum 1.5 hour between sessions, so you have to have a plan. You have no excuses. In GT racing or in LMP1, you have 5 seconds off, 0.5 seconds off. In qualifying, it's not so much, because probably with strategy, you can change it in the race. In Formula E, with half a second off, you could be last on the grid. So completely different. And looking at Formula E and the 10 manufacturers involved, the 12 teams involved, they are also professional. I think looking at all the motorsport categories, it's one of the highest level, just because you have 10 works teams, 12 really high-level performing teams, and the gaps between the cars are so small. So it will be a fight.
Yeah, that competitive edge is really, really interesting, isn't it? And did you feel when you were in New York as well how much there was placing an emphasis on the fan engagement, you know, bringing the fans closer to the series?
Yes, at the end, I think it's one of the race series where they are one step ahead of any race series in the world, because they take the fan with the race. At the end, the fan can influence the race results and the strategy of each driver with the fan boost. But also the fans know the level of battery. Like one race which really impressed me and convinced me also about Formula E was Mexico last year. When you could see from middle of the race, you had two cars with less energy than all the others. And you know they are on a different strategy. And at the end, they had not enough energy to go over start-finish at the end of the race. But this, the fans could see it from home. On the normal races in GT racing, Formula 1, if you are using more fuel than what you should, and you can't finish the stint. Nobody knows until you are standing. And this is something completely different. Also, the fans can listen to the radio, so it's all transparent to the fans. They can understand what is happening on racetrack. And this is something new.
Now, in terms of Porsche, this journey, quite literally, has started from zero. So perhaps you can give me an insight in terms of the challenges that you guys have faced in preparation to get ready for this season.
At the end, I think the biggest challenge is not the drivetrain or the technology, because at the end, there we don't really start from zero, because we have our experience from the LMP1 drivetrain, where there was a lot of electric components like the e-motor, inverter, and also all the software part of it. There we had already experience, and we had also experience from our road car development, because at that point the Taycan was developed, and we had a lot of exchanges with both parties. So from the drivetrain point of view, we don't start from zero. But from the operation point of view, we have no experience of such a race weekend. We have no experience of the racetrack. We never drove there. And this is probably the biggest challenge. We arrive at the racetrack, as we said before, we need to react and to have a plan, but we don't know where we are because it's the first time we run there. And this will be the challenge.
And of course, limited testing as well, which is another factor to think about.
At the end, with the 15 test days we have, we had to concentrate first on reliability, which was the biggest part of the program. Because once the drivetrain is homologated, the car is homologated, you have only two drivetrain, two gearbox, and for the full season. So this was prior one, because you need to go through the season. Second point was starting with performance, but you test on racetrack where you try to reproduce something realistic from these city tracks, but you can't go and race middle of Paris or Rome. So this will be a surprise because we have only simulations.
Now, this whole journey, there's been certain significant landmarks. So I'd really like to talk to you about the recent official Formula E test in Valencia. Perhaps firstly, we can start talking about the significance of this test.
At the end, this test was really important for us because at the end, it was the start of the season. It was the first time we had our two race cars on site running at the same time with a full race team there. So 20 people who will run the team during the race weekend. So this was the first step. Second step, first time running both cars in parallel and going out and not being alone on track, because until that point, we always run nearly alone. So this was the first step. Second step, we had some setback. First day, first few hours of testing, and the first car crashed in the wall in the first chicane, which was a setback for the team because it never happened before in testing. And we knew we need now the full day to repair it and make it ready for day two. Day two starts, second car in the wall next morning was André this time, needed in the first day. Again, a setback. But still, we were all holding together, working through. And on the last day, we put all together, putting all our program to try to get all the test points through. And that day went really fine. So we nearly did our test program completely. For sure, we couldn't do quality simulation as others were doing, as we had a test program to do and not concentrate on lap time. So after the test, we all looked each other in the eyes and we don't know still where we are. This will be the surprise in Riyadh.
But I guess, even though those setbacks, it was invaluable in terms of gathering as much data as you possibly can, and also to evaluate the competition.
Yes, definitely. At the end, to train also all the system and the new sporting regulations, there were some race simulation. And there are all cars running in the pack all together. And there, as it was our first race, which doesn't count, for us it was a lot of value to go there because we could see what the others are doing. How are they managing the energy? When are they pushing? When are they saving energy? Even if it doesn't count, just look how the other team are working and how you need to work in the pack and communicate with your driver. How can you get the best out of it? And also how the regulation evolved. With full course yellow and safety car, where every time now, when you have a full course yellow or a safety car during the race, they will put the amount of energy, what you are available for the rest of the race, down by 1 kilowatt hour for each minute of safety car or full course yellow. So this year, it will not, you will never see again flat out end of races as we had last year. It will be always an energy management race, which Formula E stands for. So it will be really interesting, and that's what we learned.
Pascal, considering Porsche's sporting prowess, and you know, when we started this chat, we were talking about all the success, the heritage. Do you and the team feel even more pressure to perform and succeed in Formula E?
At the end, if you would go through the team, everyone will just say, we go for to a race only to win. That's our only target. But at the same time, we have to be realistic. It's our first season in Formula E. We had no preparation before. We start from zero, as we explained before. And as we said, 12 teams, 11 teams are really experienced. We are the only juniors, rookies. And I think if we manage a podium by end of the season, we should be happy. I think our target for Riyadh should be to reach the top 10 and see where we are. Probably I'm a bit pessimistic, but as I said, we will go to the racetrack and try to win. If we win earlier or do a podium earlier, we would be all really happy and proud of.
Is there anything from Valencia that you as a team learned that you were quite surprised by?
I would say most of the guys are coming from the LMP1 program, as we explained earlier when we presented the teams. And they're all pushing like hell. But what was really impressive for me, because I had some races in between as I changed programs, running the GT programs, they are still racy like hell. To be honest, I feel in the team the same spirit we had end of the LMP1 program when everyone was fighting to the end. 2017 in Le Mans with setbacks, but still everyone fighting and got the win in the last hour of the race. And this is the feeling I had. We had setbacks during the tests. Everyone was pushing from the beginning to the end. So this is probably which makes Porsche, the Tiger Porsche Formula E team so special.
And I guess it's no surprise from Valencia that you were all shown as a team just how competitive the other teams are. I mean, it's just gearing up to be such an amazing season of this championship.
And this, the championship this year will be crazy with so many good teams, so many good drivers, so many big manufacturers involved. At the end, I think it will be the highlight season since the start of Formula E.
Well, the road to Formula E is due to end very soon indeed. It's been quite an emotional journey and how it all began. I mean, for you personally, you know, we were talking about your involvement in LMP1 and GT. Who would have thought we were having this discussion and here the focus now is on electric car racing?
And then electric car racing is something new a little bit to the landscape of motorsport. But electric cars is also something new on the road car. At the end, if you look how everything developed, you have everything in parallel. You have the development of the tradition car, what we have also in GT racing, in motorsport, at Porsche Motorsport. And then you have the electric part. And at the same time, we come into Formula E. We just launched the Taycan, which what you can read in the press and everywhere, it's a huge step for Porsche and also for the automotive industry. And I think it will be a bright future for everyone.
As I said, the first race in Diriyah is just round the corner now. As a team, as a group, do you feel that you guys are the best prepared that you can be going into the first rounds?
Definitely. We did everything we can. We worked day and night and everyone was, as we said, pushing and we understood our weak points from Valencia and what we need to work on. And we are ready as you can be.
And in your role as director, Factory Motorsport, I mean, there's been huge interest around Porsche, considering, you know, the history of motorsport. A lot of people wondering, you know, how Porsche are going to perform. You mentioned, you know, the goals, the objectives. But in your role, do you feel that added pressure because there is so much hype and so much interest around you guys?
At the end, we have always to explain what our targets are, because everyone from the outside world and also from the other teams are waiting that we come and we just clean the championship the first year. And also for the guys running the team, in the team, at the end, they're all coming from LMP1. They won, probably some of them came middle of the program from LMP1, and they won any championship they worked on. They won nearly every races they worked on. And this is also a challenge inside our team to make sure they are aware we are the rookies and they are really experienced guys. And making sure that on Saturday night in Riyadh, if you are not winning the race, which is an option, we have to be realistic, that everyone is heads up and thinking all night and Riyadh race two, having new ideas, correcting the mistake we did on day one and trying to win the second race. This will be the challenge.
And perhaps you can give our listeners a little bit of an insight into Diriyah. It is the opening two rounds. I mean, what's it like? What are the challenges to face?
At the end, I was in the simulator in the last weeks and just watching how it looks like looking from the cockpit, running in the streets from Riyadh, really impressive. I think the adds up from adds down from to the drivers. If you look after start finish, when you drive the first and second sector, just with left, right, between the walls, really impressive. I think it's one of the track layout which is the most difficult for all the drivers. And this will be our first race. So one more challenge.
But let's mention those drivers, because talk about a rich pedigree in the likes of Andre Lotterer and Neil Jarny. This must make you very exciting that you've got ultimately some of the top two best drivers on that track come the start of the season.
And then you wouldn't dream from a better driver pairing. And then Neil was part of our LMP1 program and he stayed with Porsche all the time from the start when we announced the Formula E program. He was involved in the development, so he knows everything of what we did and all the journey we did, and he's there at the first race, ready to go. And then Andre was also part of the team in the LMP1 program. In between, he spent 2 years in Formula E with DS Tishita, and I think he was also quite successful. Knows everyone in the team, brings his experience of Formula E. At the end, the perfect pairing.
So finally, Pascal, are you guys ready? The time has come, the start of the season. Ready to go for it?
Definitely, we are ready to go for it. And we hope that we have also a lot of fan boost to be able to have one option more for our race.
Well, Pascal, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. I wish you a very, very safe flight, you and the team, and huge success for the season. Many thanks for joining us on Inside E.
Thank you and see you all soon.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.